Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker, my co-host, always humble and kind, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. It's holiday time. Holiday time.
Happy holidays.
People are in the travel mode. People are in the food mode.
Oh, I'm in that.
I had my first turkey and ham and dressing and green beans.
Oh, no.
And mashed potatoes.
Oh, no.
And apple pie.
Well, do you have it out somewhere?
Unsweetened tea.
Was it out at a restaurant?
No, I had it at a dinner, my first Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
This was at a television station Thanksgiving, event after for lunch.
Oh, I love that.
And so it was good. I cleaned my plate.
Yeah.
I'm just not crazy about ham, the Thanksgiving ham thing, but
like,
the turkey was good. And
I like my ham to be bacon. I would rather have bacon if I
this
was eating
a slice
pork.
Of ham. I'm just not a big. I ate it. It was fine.
Yeah.
But it's just not usually my thing. But I loved everything else, and I had some cranberry sauce.
Yeah,
had it all. So
all right.
Anyway, I mean, I'm going to get back to the food in a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I just got to tell you what I just learned. You know, these people who make toys and manipulate kids and all that stuff, they're pretty sharp.
Yeah. Oh,
sharp.
Yeah. Sure.
The Chinese are the great at it.
Mm-hmm.
I just learned of a craze that's going along, but it hasn't really busted out yet because I've never seen it.
Okay.
And then I started looking for it, and it was not hard to find. Labubu. You ever heard that name?
Well,
a Labubu doll.
I can't say that I have. No, Labubu.
You know, a Labubu.
Okay.
And if try to spell it out. And see if you can can get it. It's try L A B U B U. It's a gremlin kind of creature looking thing with
here.
A bunch of teeth and is it coming up?
I'm looking. La boo boo.
Walmart sells them. Amazon sells them.
That looks like a monkey.
They're from a company called Pop Mart.
That looks like a little monkey, Jimmy, with a lot of teeth.
Little bit, but that's very extremely. I even went to Chat GPT and I said, how are these kids knowing about this? And it went through the whole thing about how kids find out about anything. Because they don't have, and little kids, like first graders and stuff, they don't have phones and they're not going to the mall.
How do they learn about that?
Anything like that. Well, this is how, and remember we've had plenty of these collectible things. Pet rocks, that's the one that always comes to mind because that was the most ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they're dolls and different things going on.
Cabbage Patch. Remember the Cabbage Patch doll? That was big.
Yeah, that was a bigger deal. These are these collectible culture things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me get to the first thing. School trends. You learn about things when you're little in school.
Yeah.
Like once kids start collecting something unusual, it spreads. Look what I got. And then that Pikachu thing went all over the place. That was the worst movie of all the movies I've ever had to sit through.
Was
the most painful because
was it Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Pikachu and all that stuff. That was such a horrible film. It's terrible animation. That Japanese animation is, to me, horrible. I couldn't walk out because the executives were there. So I had to and I couldn't sleep because it was obnoxious. I mean, it was the worst thing. I mean, it was like you're like your Noriega down in Panama when they kept playing all that loud music.
Okay.
Oh, man, I hated that. That was the worst 90 minutes of my life there. It was terrible, terrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, word of mouth is an effective marketing tool. We've learned that through social media, through these goofy influencers that are all over the place. That's all they do, and they go around being an influencer about. I've never been influenced about crap.
Yeah, I haven't either. I mean,
in a subtle way, back in 1,000 years ago when I first saw a group called the Byrds, Jim McGuinn was wearing these Benjamin Franklin colored glasses. And I remember I couldn't wait to go down to some store wherever they were selling these Benjamin Franklin with the colored lenses. to see it. And it didn't look as cool on me as it did him.
Yeah, but, of course. Yeah.
You know, beetle wigs and all that stuff. So kids are always trying to figure it out. If you're older, you find things out through TikTok. Kids repost these things without even knowing where the toy came from. They do Instagrams and Pinterest.
Yeah.
That's another place.
Yeah.
But Labubu is what we're talking about.
I'm reading all kinds of stuff about
it. Now, here's the thing about Labubu. They come many times, I guess most of the time. I just ordered one, I'll get it.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm reading right now, but go ahead.
Oh, it just goes on. There's so many different prices, too. They come in blind boxes in many cases.
Okay.
If you don't know what you're going to, when the kid doesn't know what they're getting until they open it up.
You know,
and they're apparently cheap ones and expensive ones. I mean,
that's a new thing. My wife was just at the airport and she bought something. I don't want to say what it was, but she bought something different than you're talking about. And the box, it was like a surprise box. And the gal said, wait a second, there's a little code on here. I can tell you what's in there. And she scanned it and she said, this has got that one in it. And she said, oh, okay, then I want this one. And she scanned it. She said, oh, this has got the one you want in it. Okay. And they never even opened it. But it's a new thing. They're doing that with a lot of things.
That's blind boxes. So I never heard about that till today.
That's cool.
See?
Yeah.
You're a day ahead of me on that, but I beat you to Labubu.
I didn't know anything about Labubu, and I've got to start my collection right away.
Yeah,
although there's
so
some
good. And then I was warned by a family member.
Yeah.
Don't get too far into this Labubu thing because, you know, she might like Labubu today. But she may not be into Labubu tomorrow.
Right, and you just waste your money.
You know, they change
their,
those little people change their mind real quick.
Now, Jimmy, that would be, if that were the case, that would be a giant Labubu.
I'd be stuck with a Labubu is what I would be doing.
That's right.
Now, I'll tell you another toy that I bought today because I'm going to give these people, I'm not trying to give publicity to Labubu.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell people, this is my thought on it. I think you better get ahead of it because I think they're going to sell out. And, you know, it's like people go, you can't just buy these things everywhere. There are fake Labubus.
Oh, watch out for that.
They know the difference. The kids know the difference. It's in the teeth, apparently. So don't try to get cheap. You know, make sure you're buying a real Labubu from the Pop Mart people. The Pop Mart people are authorizing Amazon and Walmart, the best I know, right now to sell these things.
Okay.
And
but I mean if you can get a cheap Labubu that's fake.
Yeah, but it's not any, you know, it's like having a cheap Barbie and cheap.
Okay.
Just keep your boo-boo to yourself if you're going to get cheap.
Okay, fine.
Don't give me no fake Labubu.
I won't do it.
I won't be happy about
all. Now what else
all
we
right,
got?
So anyway, the other gift I bought, and I don't mind publicizing this because last time I checked it was an American made company. I hope it still is. Radio Flyer.
Oh yeah, the wagons and stuff.
I think they're an American company. I'm pretty sure they are.
I'll find out for you.
I bought years ago, 3-4 years ago, I bought a fire engine from them, $200 or something, and it was battery operated. And my grandson had the best time on that thing for the longest. It was the longest lasting gift from that Christmas for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he rode around the house. They had wooden floors. And had a long house, so he was riding all over the place and got real good on it. Well, it died, but there's no sense in buying another one. So I went and got him one for the littlest grandson, who's just turned 2.
Mm.
And I got him, it's a bumper car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you sit in a seat, and you can operate it with your hands. You know,
oh, I love that.
Or mama and daddy can have the remote control and operate it for you.
Oh, okay.
And send you around doing all this stuff. So I got that from Radio Flyer.
That's pretty great.
And that sounds pretty good.
You know, you
and
said, really you mentioned, are they American company? They are 100%, but they've changed hands a bunch of times. But right now, they are owned by Lionel LLC.
That's
company,
Lionel Trains.
The SKH Model Trains.
Oh, I want to keep those people in business, too.
Yeah, so you're doing both of them a favor there.
Yeah, Radio Flyer, I'm a big believer. That was one of the first things I remember getting, a Radio Flyer red wagon when I was pretty little.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and I remember this in my, I just happened to remember it, and I don't know the whole details of it. I remember it was Christmas Day, and it was the afternoon, and it was pretty afternoon, you know, because it's not always nice on Christmas Day. In the South, it rains often.
Yeah.
So this was a beautiful day, and that's back when people had bikes and skates and things like that, and they go out in the afternoon of Christmas. And somehow my brother, who was a teenager or something, and I just remember this weirdly. I need to ask him about it. He probably wouldn't even remember it. But I'm pretty sure he, on my red wagon, in white paint, and I don't know where he got any white paint from, and wrote D-O-D-O on there.
Dodo?
Yes. Wrote a nasty word, D-O-D-O, on my red. It's been bothering me for all these years. I'm still upset about
it. I'm surprised. When you were
he got in trouble, too, I think.
He should have. When you were in the Northwest, did you go downtown Spokane, Washington, and see that giant radio flyer in the park there?
I didn't notice it if I did,
it's probably the size of probably a semi.
Why is it there?
It's just something for the kids to play on, but it's about a semi long and about two of them, wide. And out where the black handle would fall down in the front, is a slide. And you can go up into the wagon and then go down the slide. It's pretty cool.
Let's keep moving here. Yeah. I got all kinds of things.
Okay,
today.
Let's go.
When we go out to eat anywhere, we get a table. If we're by ourselves, we sit by ourselves. If we're with two people, we sit table for two, table for four, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Generation Z people love to eat dinner in a community.
Okay.
They like to, 90% of Generation Z diners say they like sitting at shared tables.
Okay. I mean, I'm okay with that. Okay, I'm not Z, but
60% of baby boomers don't mind that, and 0% of Larry Davids, which would be me. I don't want to sit with a bunch of other people.
Okay, fair. I'm fine.
63% cited the possibility of meeting new friends or crushes as a major draw. Yeah, I don't really want to meet anybody. So,
I like it. I used to go to a place called Millie's Kitchen. We would all sit down for breakfast at picnic tables hooked together.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And then we would share this giant coffee cake out of the middle. You just take
whatever
you want.
I've been to a couple of places like that. There's one in German. I can remember. I can see the name of the place. And I went to a place in LaGrange, Texas once that was family dining. And it was all, they bring out these bowls of rice and stuff. I only did that a couple of times. I didn't mind it. I wouldn't want to do it on a regular basis.
And it was
kind of a special occasion.
Yeah,
thing,
I agree.
So that was all right.
I agree. Yeah.
But anyway, young diners want community.
That's what they're
And that goes back to my original thought of even children that are now not children who are 40 or 45.
Yeah.
We're getting to the point now where people who are, dare I say, 50 years old, were the part of the generation that started going to daycare.
Yeah.
Maybe there's always been some kind of daycare, but there's been more daycare, really, for people whose parents are in their 70s now. But, with women's liberation, women working in the workplace and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
that's about right.
All these kids who are now, mamas and daddies themselves, that's all. They've been raised at daycare. Now, the ones that are younger than that, even more so.
Yeah.
And they spent a lot of their formidable life, as we did in kindergarten. I mean, we had things.
Yeah, we did.
In Sunday school and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But their culture has even been more of sitting at group tables and living in, I call them millennial bird cages, these apartment complexes that are really almost like old Europe. The old tenement
hundreds
houses.
And hundreds and
Sabrina
of,
Green, and there were hundreds, thousands maybe people live.
Yeah.
And the grocery store's in the basement.
Yeah.
And they've got a communal pool table and, they don't have a car.
So they
go to work in Washington or whatever. So that's comfortable to a lot of Generation Z people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whereas ours and
our generation and the other man, we want some space.
Yeah, we do.
We need some space.
Yeah.
And space is expensive, and a lot of people can't afford space.
No, you're right. We were just talking about that today, just having some elbow room and not fighting the crowds and that kind of thing. And I don't think that's as you get older, you become that way. I think you're right on the mark. I think that's the way we were kind of raised. We were moving into suburbia when we were kids.
We always had a yard and could play in our yard by ourselves.
We weren't in a condo or we weren't in a townhome.
Well, this is what's interesting, too,
yeah.
is that Generation Z, it says, is very sick of scrolling. The so-called anxious generation is willing to risk personal space and awkward small talk to build real-life community. For many, a forced group setting likely makes socializing less intimidating. Asking your neighbor to grab coffee or the whatever is kind of weird. But if you were just forced to be in a group, you meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. I like that. I do too.
I think it's important.
I think that's true. And to 94% of diners and 97% of Generation Z surveyed said they likely to share food when dining out.
Yeah.
Hi, would you like a bite of my meatloaf?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No, keep it over there.
Keep it over there. But, you know, there's the rise currently, and like we've heard, this maybe we've hit a theme here. Labubu.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be something that's going to get bigger. You'll start seeing stories about it.
Okay.
There is a rise of supper clubs.
Oh, we've seen one here in town. We got one downtown.
Okay.
I don't know about it, but I mean I know about it, but I've never been there. But
Well, that's apparently something the Generation Z's are frequenting. Run clubs.
What's that?
I guess that's people that just go out there and run.
That sounds awful.
Like deer in the forest.
Nah,
that's terrible. There are apps for IRL stranger meetups.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
I don't think it's good.
It doesn't sound good. By the
communal
way,
communal plates are in.
Communal plates? What are you talking about? Sharing?
Like communal plates. You order something and everybody eats off of it. And since it's often less financially painful to go family style on appetizers and entrees when you're splitting with loved ones or strangers.
Okay, strangers, not really, but
Well, we do that on Wednesday when I have my luncheon meeting.
Yeah.
Barry sometimes gets, if we're in the right place, he'll get fried pickles.
Okay.
And we'll all eat out of the basket where the fried pickles are and dip in the...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I'm thinking like sharing a plate with my wife. Now, I have done that where we shared like chicken parmesan. We split it and each had a salad or something like that. But I didn't share it with the people next to me or anything like that. I don't want them touching my stuff. By the way, Gen Z is born between 97 and 2012, roughly. For those that don't know,
because there's a generation younger than that now, but I can't remember what they're called.
There's Gen Y and Gen X, Gen A, Gen B. There's Gen.
And since we're all over the place here, a possible game for someone to buy this year. I'm interested in it. I don't know that I'm going to get it, but I may get it for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Clipology is the name of the game. Clipology.
Board game.
It's a trivia game that uses real clips from movies and TV shows to test your knowledge.
And
they update it continuously and all that stuff.
Yeah, that would be fun. And you could throw it to the TV
use your TV or tablet or phone to watch the clip.
Yeah.
And it suggests you have a little age on you, obviously. It wouldn't be for the littlest people.
Yeah, you got to have some history.
There's a poster. There's a best-selling movie guide. Well, one of the best-selling movie guides of all time, and I don't agree with it mostly, are the, I think it's either the 100 or the 1,000 movies you need to see before you die. And I didn't agree with a lot of stuff that they did, but there's a poster with almost 2 million copies sold, and the book is a must-have for movie lovers. No, I don't think so.
Is that 1,001 movies you must see before you die?
Something like that, yeah.
I'm looking at
it. I mean, some of the stuff is so obscure.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had to watch movies in college that in film class that were Fellini films and things like that. I've seen a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of people that write these things are real woke people. And they want you to see a lot of stuff that's crap.
I will say this, since you brought that up, a lot of times when I see, not necessarily Cannes film festival movies, but sometimes those. I see them and I think, ugh, that looks terrible. I don't ever want to see it. Too artsy, too. I watch movies to be entertained and educated, maybe either or both at the same time.
But we're all different, you know,
and
that's
totally,
the thing, you know,
totally.
Particularly with that. I mean, Mr. Ted, my buddy, he's watching this mini part series on Selena.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't watch that with a gun in my head. You know, I wouldn't. I mean, I'm sure it's fine, but it just interests me zero.
Yeah.
Okay? And so he's devoting 8 or 10 hours of his time to watching that series. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, he likes rom-com things. I do not.
Yeah, I mean, I sometimes can take that. I pulled this book up just to see the list, the 1001 book.
Oh,
and I just want to give you the first five and tell me which one of these have you
seen.
Are
they in any kind of order?
Yeah. So it's numbered. Each one is numbered. Number five, Intolerance from 1916. Have you seen it?
I've heard of that, but I don't think I've ever seen it. I'm intolerant of the title.
Les Vampires, 1915.
I don't like vampires.
The Birth of a Nation, 1915.
That's D.W. Griffith movie. You have to watch that in film school.
Okay. The Great Train Robbery, 1903.
You had to watch that in film school.
And A Trip to the Moon, 1902.
I don't know who that is, but I think that was one of those. Jump into those number... Get further into the list. Those
okay,
are all.
Let me
those get, are film schools. Those are all film school titles.
I'm telling you, I'm already down to 30, and I haven't seen any of these. I'm gonna keep going though. Let me see if I can find one I like. Pandora's Box, 1929.
No,
never seen it either.
Are they going in order of date or something?
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't go around watching a lot of 1929.
What's your oldest movie you watch? 50s, right? You watch 50s.
But I'm not crazy about those, really.
Let's see. Strangers on a Train. Okay, I've seen this one. 1951, Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah, that's tired.
American in Paris. The Bad and the Beautiful.
Jump to 60s. I don't care about that.
Wait a minute. High Noon is in 1952.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. We'll get into the 60s now.
But that's how they're listening. They're going.
That's
to
what
age,
it looks okay. like. Yeah, The Eclipse, A Dog's Life, Manchurian Candidate, 1962.
That's good.
We all
that's
saw
good.
That. That's a yeah, good that's one. Good. Nutty Professor, 1963.
That's Jerry Lewis, though, and that's. I don't think a lot of people would be crazy about that.
I bet you a lot of people didn't even know that was before Eddie Murphy did.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Let's see, Scorpio Rising.
Don't know what that is.
Never heard of that one. Mary Poppins was 1964.
It's a great film.
Yeah, that was good. The War Game, 1965. Dr. Zhivago.
That's an intolerable film for me. It's got the Lawrence theme. Da, 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 da. Intolerable.
I'm trying to see any other good ones that I've seen. Bonnie and Clyde, 1967.
Great film, and very one to study it for as far as editing. It's one of the best edited films ever.
Yeah, that one I remember. Let's see, Clute. Remember Clute?
Jane Fonda.
Yeah, 1971.
And it was very sexy with Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, so that's about halfway through.
All right, well, that's you know, it's some of these are okay.
Okay, good.
You know, they're important films, but, man, you're trying to list a lot. You're going to go back real far, you know. Yeah,
1915. I'm pretty sure a lot of us wouldn't even sit through that movie.
Podcast.
Yes.
The list of podcasts. Have you listened to a lot of different podcasts?
I really haven't, to be honest
with you. I haven't either, because here's the top 10, and I've only listened, let's see. Well, Joe Rogan is number one. And,
yeah.
You know, you've really got to like... The person that he's talking to, so I guess I listened to some of the Elon Musk, and I listened to a lot of the Donald Trump, maybe the whole thing.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got, from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was so curious, you know, about those people. But
yeah.
If I had some time to kill, which I've not lately, I probably would go and find Joe Rogan and do... I've listened to some of it already, the Billy Bob Thornton one.
Yeah.
Because I like Billy Bob. I've interviewed him myself a lot.
Yeah.
And I know he's got some nutty ideas because he's a wacko, but I like him. So
mm-hmm. I don't know.
And there's some other people he's done, but then, you know, some of the people I don't care about. So
yeah, I agree with you.
I think he did Mel Gibson. That was interesting.
Yeah, I've seen
Mel
that.
Mel is a very complicated person. And anyway, I don't even know what The Daily is, number two.
I don't either.
I've heard the name, but I don't know what the Mel Robbins podcast is.
I don't know that one either.
Prime Junkie is 4. Dateline NBC is 5.
Mm-mm.
What'd they do to get so high?
I have no
Smart
idea.
Less is six. Call Her Daddy. I have
I've
watched
heard
a little
of it.
Bit of her.
Have you watched? Because I don't even
I've
know what it's about.
I've watched her. I it struck me very strongly when I watched a couple of things she did, and it's very produced, and she gets into it pretty interestingly. I can see why. This American Life, I don't know what that is. Huberman Lab and the Ezra Klein Show.
Hey,
so I guess I don't know what all that is.
You said
I've been
the
watching,
Mel Robbins. Look at this.
Let them. What does that mean? The Let Them Theory. Life changing for millions. People can't stop. What is the Mel? What is the Let Them Theory, though?
I don't know because I haven't read it, but it's by
you haven't
Mel.
Let them. You haven't let them do that.
No, I'm letting my wife read it, but it's by Mel Robbins, the podcast okay. That's number three.
Okay, well,
so he's an
like
author. He's an author. Let them what?
I mean, they like
wait
stuff,
a second. It's a girl. It's Mel is a girl. Mel.
Yeah, I knew that. I did know
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I did not know that. What is
yeah,
Let Them? Do you know what it is? Do you know what is it? Trying to get a quick summary of the
yes.
What is the summary of that? You want me to read the back of the book? I don't want to read any of it.
She's
on,
got the book.
Yeah, this is in my house.
Oh my God!
There's a better way to live. Let Them Theory is a proven method that teaches you how to protect your time and energy, and focus on what matters to you. It seems like that would take up a lot of energy right there. Just to
I'm wearing
out.
Let's see.
You spent too long chasing approval, managing other people's happiness, and letting their opinions hold you back. Learn how to stop giving your power away and start creating a life where you come first. Doggone it! Your dreams, your goals, your happiness. There you go.
What movie was that stuff in? The guy on Saturday Night Live, you know, that became a senator in Minnesota.
I know
character.
Who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
Great. You're wonderful.
Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley.
That sounds like Stuart Smalley wrote that book.
That is who wrote that. And doggone it, people like me.
And people like me.
Yeah. And he would say affirmations.
I've been watching
right
the One Chicago podcast, and it's about all those shows that I like.
Oh, okay.
That are on, they didn't do FBI, but they did the One Chicago, which
that's
is
not on the list.
Chicago Fire, Police, and Med.
I don't
and it's
see
not
it.
On the list. They no. just started doing it a year or two ago. These are all self-help or learning more or getting behind the scenes of stuff, you know, all that stuff. Crime, people. And see, that's where I disconnected.
Well,
I don't want to be watching these TV shows at night, and so many people do. That are these murder mysteries.
Oh,
people
yeah.
People are so obsessed with murder.
Well,
why?
I don't know, but I started watching a show called Murders in the Building. That was Martin Short, Steve Martin, and what's her name?
Yeah, that's Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. Okay, so I started watching that, but I noticed there's certain seasons I like and some I don't. But I noticed just this last season that down below it says, the accompanying podcast is available. Click here, and you can listen to the podcast. Of the television
I guess people
show.
Talk about stuff that they
I
saw.
I don't know. I've never done it.
I mean, One Chicago, they're talking about their behind the scenes and talking about how these actors got to where they are today and all that stuff. And it kind of makes it a little more interesting. I enjoyed that. That's a good way to go.
I mean, honestly, I mean, maybe we should morph this into a self-help podcast. I mean, it seems to be the most popular.
No, that's where.
Or murder.
Well, here's
I mean,
this thing.
Yeah.
I had to go look this up. I spend $21 a month, by the way.
Yeah.
For ChatGPT.
Well, is it worth it?
It really is.
Okay.
I'm using it more and more because Google, it just ain't getting it done. Now,
there's a huge difference, by the way, for those that don't know. If you use Google or Siri and you use the AI platforms, they're much better. They really are.
For example, I didn't know. I thought it was something nasty.
Yeah,
I don't know that it is. May still be.
Well, let me.
But I'm still trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
Keith Urban played Mar-a-Lago the other day for a private party, and people are down on him for doing that because you know the folks with Trump derangement syndrome go nuts off anybody that does anything.
Yeah.
He's playing a private show. He probably got paid
a lot,
several hundred thousand, many hundred thousands of dollars. To do that. And one of the songs he did there, and nobody seemed to know the difference one way or the other, was Chapel Roan's breakout 2020 song called The Pink Pony Club. Well, the first thing my mind does is go to something obscene of what could be The Pink Pony. And it doesn't seem to be that's what it is, according to ChatGPT. It's a metaphor for escaping small town expectations, embracing sexuality. I believe Chaperone is gay. Discovering queer identity and finding freedom in a big world. The song tells the story of a girl who leaves a conservative hometown, which is what Chaperone did, to move to Los Angeles, where she dreams of dancing in a neon-lit club called the Pink Pony Club. Well, it still doesn't explain why it's called Pink Pony. It's significant because you can be the person that you've always wanted to be, sparkling, free, accepted, and fully yourself. Sounds like Mel Robbins again.
I was going to say it sounds like a strip club to me, but I don't know.
But there's something more to that. But anyway, so I was trying to learn about, and Google wouldn't have really given me that kind of answer.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that is true.
And then I did something yesterday. I was doing a post on Facebook about Lane Kiffin, the quote coach from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Maybe moving to Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah,
to be
I
a
saw
coach
that post. I did see
the University
that
of Florida. Right. It had a kind of a painting that it used with that post.
Mm-hmm.
It was a picture of a house with a Ferrari sitting in the front.
Yeah, it looked odd.
It was a photograph. It was a painting.
Yeah.
I went to post. I posted the words, and then somewhere it said, "Would you like a meta something illustration or something like that?" So I put on. So I said, "Yeah." So it pulled down something, and I put "Coach Search New House" or something, and then 2 seconds later, it's got this nice house with the Ferrari, and I use that as my picture.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's rights free, and you know,
yeah,
and it didn't cost me anything, and I'm not doing anything bad by using pictures that I don't own.
That's right. I used it for a Christmas post last year, and this year I'll probably use it again just to give me something innovative and new.
But Meta's got an AI thing for illustrations and stuff like that. It's free, apparently.
That's nice. That is nice.
Another story here that's totally unrelated. Well, I'm going to never do this one while I'm thinking about it.
Go ahead.
I wish sometimes life, not everything, but on certain things, if you really wanted it, that life is like a timeline and you can pull it forward to the end, you know, of something to see how something ends. I am so tired of this Jeffrey Epstein story.
Yeah, that's a long
one. I want to know how this ends. You know, what is the outcome that people want? Do you want it revealed to everybody who had sex on that island? Is that the ultimate goal of this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Never going to occur.
Yeah, I don't. And even if we do get a list, what is the list? Is this the list of the people that, what, landed there?
Because you went there doesn't mean you did anything.
That's right.
But you're guilt by association.
Okay, fair.
Which taints you a little bit, but it's a lot of people that taint that this guy, you know, was taken down to the island. And he was, Trump eventually fired him because he said he was a sleazeball and he didn't want him back in Mar-a-Lago. But that doesn't matter because people with Trump derangement syndrome, they're like rats running into a wall in a maze. If they can't go that way, then they're going to go another way.
They'll go after him
for something else next week. So it's just, it's Trump derangement syndrome. So anyway, I just like to know how the Epstein story ends. I'm so tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, I mean, I hear about transparency and public information and,
well, I mean, the Democrats had these papers for 4 years.
And nobody released it.
And no one gave a crap about it. They didn't either look at it, or they weren't looking into it, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, that is odd. It is odd.
And then all of a sudden, you know, if they think they can get something on Trump, they go for it, which they would have done before he got elected this time anyway, if there was anything.
So it's
just weird.
The timing is strange.
Weird. Home Depot. Your roof is leaking. Your walls are smelling like mold. But Home Depot said sales have stagnated. They're attributing this to high interest rates, shaky consumer confidence, and fewer than usual fall storms, you know, that make people have to go, you know, get ready for hurricanes or build back or whatever like that. So their sales are flat and they're in that stock's not doing good.
That's interesting.
So just an interesting kind of sidelight there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Washington, the government shutdown's finally over. That was the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, that's
and it may happen
news.
Again in January. And if it does,
January 25,
boy,
right?
That will be completely unforgivable.
Yeah, that
there's no way that can happen again. It hurt too many people and cost the country too much money.
I don't understand and, I know it's January, 25 or something like that, but I don't understand why there's another deadline. Was this just an extension?
It just runs out. I mean, that was what they were able to agree to, this continuing resolution. It's always kicked the can down the road.
Yeah.
And so this one was a 6 month or so, and now it's just a 2 month.
I need it to be like a couple years. Kick it down that far. Can we get it?
Yeah, it's all about budgets and just stuff. And it's just, and then the most, I didn't want to start today off with this, but I'll mention it now.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I mean, I just was flabbergasted. It takes a lot to flabbergast me.
Yeah.
And it was number one, I think, that, and just write this down somewhere. We'll have it on the podcast that we recorded November the 19th, 2025.
Yeah.
I think very clearly Mark Kelly, senator from Arizona, is running for president.
Oh, yeah. He's been in the limelight like you wouldn't believe.
Like he's in the last couple of weeks, he's been like the number one Democrat in the limelight.
And where did he come from even? I mean, he just came out of left field. No,
came
I
out
agree.
Of left field. And, he's always been a senator. He's an astronaut and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Military guy. But, man, he's been out front being the spokesperson for this and all that. So, hey, I'm just saying that's probably what it is. But what where he tore his shirt with me is that I wish I knew the other names of the people. There was some guy who said he was a former Army Ranger. Another guy was a former Navy this. Another person who was a CIA analyst. Another person who's, whatever. They're all military people. Telling people in the military, you don't have to obey illegal orders.
Oh, I saw claiming, that. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's... boy, that sounds like a military coup to me.
It's right there. I mean, the big question is, are you being asked to do something illegal, or are you being asked to carry out an order that is? I don't know. I don't know what the orders are.
I mean,
we don't know.
There's the military code of justice, and there is something called an illegal order, and there is a way to, I think, do something.
Yeah.
But boy, just to tell people openly like that,
as a government official,
tell soldiers in general, you don't have to obey. Yes, you do. But if it's an illegal order, I got to research it some. But that was troubling. That was disturbing, and it was troubling. If we now are starting to tell our military that they don't have to. I mean, if you're in the policeman and your chief says, shoot that guy, you don't have to know.
Right,
if you don't think you should, or he's not, that's an illegal order, and you can usually hold that up. And the military, I think people have been prosecuted many times for doing, my father did prosecuted him. He was a military judge, a lawyer, and also the head of homicide in the Philippines in World War II. And I said, wouldn't they need homicide in World War II? He said, Army soldiers kill people. They weren't supposed to kill. Killing civilians, killing this, killing that. So there's bad things, that soldiers can do. But they're not speaking of that. They're speaking about, if you're on somewhere and Trump has told you guys to do something,
That's
crazy.
Yeah, that is insane. And if you don't have a military that supports the leadership, that's also pretty wild if that's the case. So
that is very troubling that there. I mean, that didn't seem to be a right way to do something, to tell the military men and women they don't have to follow orders.
Yeah, I did. See that.
It's like telling them openly you should sabotage this or other things that people might take into that. What are ways to not follow the order would be to sabotage equipment or do something like that. And we don't need that going on.
No, we're just so, we're so polarized. These two groups are so polarized now. When one gets into office, the other throws all the stuff at the wall. It's the same either way. And I'm floored by that. And not kind of along the same lines. I mean, watching the mayor run and win in Seattle, Katie Wilson, who's a self-proclaimed socialist that won in Seattle and wants to, force grocery stores to stay open, even if they're having a hard time making their profits. It's too bad. They people have the right to buy groceries and eat, and whether they'll be subsidized, and by who? Who is going to remain in Seattle and foot the bill as far as businesses go, you know, to do that kind of stuff? It's just crazy to me with Zohran Mamdani also in New York, and I just don't understand.
And there's more. There's in St. Paul. There's in Minneapolis. They're in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all kinds of crazy things out there. And I don't know enough about it to talk about it, but I just saw this week the governor of Texas and one of my people that I know that's a congressman talking about Muslims.
Okay.
About Muslims buying property and buying a lot of property and doing all kinds of stuff. It's the same way that people also have been talking about Chinese buying property and all that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's a lot going on out there, and some of it's just hysteria, you know. And I say it every week because I hear it all the time. It's okay. I mean, I know that there were people that hated John Kennedy when he was president. I remember as a young man, I was probably sixth grader, I remember seeing on a big billboard, impeach Earl Warren, who was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was doing all kinds of rules involving civil rights and all that, and it wasn't popular, you know, where I grew up. And I was questioning all the time, what is this? What does that mean? What are they doing? You know, so there's been periods of time. This is not the first time that some people are on opposite sides of the fence of whoever's in the White House. I mean, I can almost give you an example for everyone in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. I don't think people were bitching about Eisenhower as much, but Kennedy, I mean, LBJ. I mean, there was the chant that people did, hey, hey, LBJ, how many kids have you killed today?
Oh, my Lord.
You know, that was going on out there because he was anti-Vietnam. That's why he didn't run again, because the Vietnam War was such a loser.
Yeah.
And then you get, you know, after LBJ, I think it was Nixon, you know, and Nixon got people crazy because he, you know, it just we've had a lot of people that, you know, people are on the other side of the fence with people.
It's just rough. Know. I mean, we were talking about this at the table the other night, and maybe it's time for people to go back and read a book called The Animal Farm.
That's a good one.
Remember that one?
They used to have to read that. You know,
yeah, maybe.
Do they not have to read stuff like that anymore?
I don't know if it's.
I bet they don't.
I'll bet you're right. But yeah, maybe it's time to go read it.
To teach about communism.
Yeah, I mean, it was in the form of animals in that book, but yeah, it explains it pretty simply when the pig.
Yeah, I mean, but again, you've got a group of people out there where these housing prices and they're high for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. Things, apartments are high because a lot of it is we let so many people that were not citizens of our country into the country that they took up a lot of the apartments and other things, and they were sleeping six to an apartment and more.
Yeah.
And that created some shortages in some areas. But that and other complicated issues, you know, involving wood and involving manufacturing and everything else, you create a housing shortage. But now you got these houses, you know, that really not long ago were like, you know, $150,000, $200,000.
Yeah, I would say.
In the 70s. And then all of a sudden, 30, 40 years later, they're double that price. And it's kind of crazy.
Well, if you couple it with the automotive market and all of that, that's no different, Jimmy. I mean,
No, it's not, because the cars, I mean, when I was coming, I remember, I think like $7,000, $8,000, $9,000.
You got a new car.
You get a pretty hot car.
Yes, you could.
And
yes,
now you can't get one for that's equivalent is $50,000, $60,000, $70,000.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know what the percentages are, but
it's all
gone up.
Yeah, I guess that's the same, similar thing. Mm-hmm. And the wages have gone up, you know, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's all kind of caught up, but I just don't know where all this is going.
Yeah, I mean,
can you pay people more? You can't be paying people $20 an hour at a McDonald's. It just the economy doesn't work out that way.
No, and if you pay everyone at that level or the next level or whatever the level is, it's going to continue to make everything go up.
It just gets passed down, and your food costs more. and you need more money, and it's just a dog chasing its tail again.
Yeah, you're right.
And I won't be able to buy Labubus.
Right, and you need Labubu or you can't survive. I mean, that's the
Labubu
message today.
Is going to be a hot thing, I'm just telling you.
The
hottest.
I want
you to be ready for the Labubu.
Controversial and hot Labubu.
Labubu. A show on the host, I don't know when it was around there, but it was really good. It was six episodes,
Ooh.
At the most. It's called Hostage on Netflix.
Okay, I'll check it out.
About a prime minister of England's husband has been kidnapped and held hostage.
That sounds
so
pretty
good. It was good.
Oh, and
I enjoyed it.
Hey, there's a one you like too. I think you and I both talked about The Diplomat. That had a new season.
Diplomat's great. That series is great.
Brand new season. So if you haven't
watched it, they're shooting more episodes of Lioness now. That's on Paramount Plus.
Good deal. Yeah.
I've gone through all my Chicago shows and Law and Order SVUs and Law and Orders and all those shows I'm up to date on. So I've got to find. And The Tulsa King, if you're...
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't watch that. I love that show.
Yeah, it's supposed
to
be great.
It's very popular around the world, too.
I haven't seen it, but I want to see it. And Landman...
its last episode is Sunday.
Okay. All right, yeah.
And Landman, just getting going, second episode is Sunday.
There you go.
And those are great series. If you haven't done either one of them yet, they're certainly wonderful to binge.
Okay.
And there's stuff out there. Holidays are coming. We'll... keep you abreast of Labubu and whatever else might be hot.
All right. Very good. Thank you to our sponsors today for helping us provide financial stability for this podcast.
Absolutely.
Until next time when we do it all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is?
I'm Jimmy Carter. Good day.
Good day. I thought you were going to say I'm Labubu.
I'm Labubu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.